If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by ReRaw Irish Lager, a light, fresh lager independently owned and brewed in County Wicklow. Thanks, ReRaw.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about bitter disappointments. Vinny, you were jilted at the altar. Is that right?
I was, yeah. I was jilted and, you know, this is, unfortunately for me, a regular occurrence. I've been jilted many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do you keep getting jilted?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I can't stop getting married, you know.
Right.
Whenever I'm getting married, I'm enjoying the whole process of the marriage. And I'm, of course, I'm in love with the person that I'm getting married. But I keep thinking that this is a good one. But how can I top this marriage? Halfway through the marriage, usually straight after the vows, really, I think. I don't know. I think I might be addicted to getting married. Is that a thing? I don't know. I've been married 17 times.
And obviously you've been jilted as well. So you haven't gone through with all of the...
Well, when I say married, I've been jilted 17 times. Because what I tend to do is I tend to vocalise my thoughts out loud to my perspective.
In the middle of the ceremony.
Yeah.
And then they run out.
Doesn't go down well. Yeah. They're gone.
So you've never actually made it through a whole ceremony.
No, that's my dream, you know.
Why do you feel the need to vocalize it out loud? Are you just wanting to be honest about your situation?
I think so. I'm honest to a fault, and I think it's to my detriment, really.
Well, you know, you say that, but at the same time, if you're already looking ahead to the next wedding, maybe you're better off not getting married.
I have trouble living in the moment, you know. Like, I'm actually thinking about the next phone call I'm going to be making later on.
Okay, well, stay with me
for
now.
I have to be honest with you,
Yeah,
Dave.
No, that's fair enough.
I feel like hanging up right now.
If you can hang in there for a second.
All right.
Because I want to bring in Veronica, who is your most recent fiancé.
Yeah.
Veronica, how did you feel when you were up on that altar and you'd said your vows and then... Vinny started vocalizing these thoughts that he was having.
Yeah, I'll be honest, Dave. The vocalization is one thing. Obviously, that could perturb a woman, perturb a man, perturb a person. When you hear things like that, the main issue actually was something else entirely.
Oh, what was that?
And I know this is not just me as well, because I thought I was going crazy. And I've spoken to some of the other, fiancés. Something happens when you're at the altar with him and you hear him, you know, vocalizing, as he says, saying his thoughts aloud. And then you hear another voice. And one might call it God. It could be the devil. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell you which one. I have no way of telling, but it tells you something else. And it tells you to not marry this man, to run as far as your little legs will take you.
Right. Now, this voice then, how does it sound? Like, does it sound like it's all around you? Is it like a booming?
It's cacophonous, Dave.
Right.
It's all around you. It's as if the room is lit up all of a sudden.
Light.
A dazzling light that only you seem to be able to see.
Just you.
Just you.
Right.
And, you know, he's just blabbering on. He's just, oh, go, go, la, la, yeah. You know. Oh, I have these thoughts, and will we work? Will we not work? You know, the normal things, I suppose, when you fear. And that's not the issue, Dave. The issue is this somewhat, you know, extraterrestrial voice, yeah, we might say, speaking to you from on high or from on low to say, my God, run, run, run. You will nothing. You will never regret anything in your life more than marrying this man.
Okay.
Marrying him will bring about the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, you know, might be bad for you personally.
It's end of days. For the world,
wow.
Yes.
Now, interestingly, you mentioned a couple of times, oh, it could have been God or Satan. It could have been from hell.
I mean, how can I know? How can I know?
I know, but it's just interesting. Did you have a kind of inkling that it might be a kind of...
I mean, it seemed like he was, you know, the voice seemed originally like it appeared like it was coming from up here.
Above.
Yeah, but then it like kind of bounced around a little bit and then it seemed like maybe it was...
coming from below. What did it sound like?
It kind of sounded like initially like a tiny, beautiful child.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, the worst thing you've ever heard in your life.
Okay, right. So, like, went from a tiny child to, like, a kind of monstrous
voice. Deep, very growly.
Right. What do you think it was?
Dave, like, it really felt like, and, you know, maybe this is me just, you know, jumping to conclusions, but it really felt like, you know, anyone who might maybe procreate with this man will birth, you know, Satan or something like that.
The Antichrist.
And the Antichrist will come, swallow the earth, we'll all be, you know, up Schitt's Creek, as they say, Dave.
Vinny, is this all news to you?
Yeah, or? I'm just sending out the wrong vibes, you know? That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, this seems a bit more specific than you sending out the wrong vibes.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that from previous jilters.
There was a voice.
And I mean, simple old Vinny. I mean, I can't be involved in some kind of Rosemary's Baby type situation where, boy, I'm the crux that brings about the end of civilization. I mean, come on. I mean, I work in a bookies in Tala, and you know, would the devil do that? Would God do that? God probably would. You know, he has the common touch. The devil, I doubt it. I mean,
okay, you're just kind of rambling now.
Yeah,
so
that's
what happens.
That's what I do.
Aside from anything else, that is an issue.
I'm gonna bring in your best man, Steo. You've been the best man on all 17 weddings.
That's right, Dave. Oh, Jilton Jimmy's in hot water again, is he?
You must be getting good use out of that suit at this stage.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I haven't left the back. I've rented for the last 15 years, actually, Dave.
You should have just bought one.
But I think it's time for me to come a bit clean.
Uh-oh.
Your lovely recent fiancé, Veronica, claimed to have heard a deep, booming voice telling you, oh, be God, watch out. The devil's about. You're going to have the spawn of Satan. What I did was I snuck into the sacristy and I paid the lad who runs the lights and the sound fiver just to step out for a few minutes. And then I just projected my voice all around the church going, oh, first of all, I sound like a little child. Like,
oh, I'd be wary of him now. I'd be wary of him.
That was the voice, yeah.
Of him, Veronica.
Jesus. And then it turns into a very, very dark voice. Go, Veronica. Go while you still have a chance before the seed of Satan gets inserted into your inside between your legs.
I didn't want that, Dave. I
feel personally attacked. I didn't hear any of that, of course, because I was just vocalizing out loud.
He was rambling away there. Yeah. The glue was going on. It was a prank for best man prank.
And you've done this on all.
I've done
all,
it for
all
everybody. Yeah. Done for
Do you not feel bad though? Because he hasn't managed to marry anyone because of your pranks.
Well, look, man, a joke's a joke. You have to be able to take. Nobody knows how to take a joke. Everyone's getting so offended nowadays. And like, just it's a bit of fucking it's crack.
Do you do that at Flo's?
I did it at Flo's. I did it at Janine's.
Give it a go, Flo. That's what we saw. I told you, she was like, I don't know if this is going to last. I don't know if I want to be married. I don't even know if I like you.
Yeah.
Just, we were two souls afraid to die alone.
Mm.
And if that's not romantic, I don't know what it is. And you ruin that for me.
That's right.
That's not best man behavior.
Well, it is kind of part of the best man tradition to like prank the groom.
To pretend to be the devil in order to scare off the bride.
No, I mean, that's just how Steo kind of interpreted it.
To be honest, I did get a little bit of help from Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's very cheap nowadays.
Yeah, well, he's not busy not so much anymore. Veronica,
yeah.
Does this change anything for you now?
No, God,
this
is
just
no.
A prank.
No, no.
Oh, just a prank.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I would still ultimately be uncomfortable about their relationship.
Steo and Vinny?
Yeah, why? Yeah. Even if that's not the... They have a funny relationship.
It's gas for the sounds of it.
It's gas, yeah. And it. I have seen them a couple of times. Having gas fun together, if you know what I mean, Dave. Having
we pull
fun.
Great pranks on each other.
Oh, we do, yeah.
They pull other things too, Dave. Yeah.
Right. So, Vinny, you pull like pranks on him, is this?
Oh, on the amount of stags we've gone on, I'm surprised we're still alive.
I know.
There was one time where I fell asleep and he did this thing where he put a Mars bar in between the cheeks of my arse, right? And then in the morning...
Listen to this, Dave, listen to this.
In the morning I woke up and his balls were in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I mean... I was like,
so you didn't know whether you were coming or going.
There was another one I did.
Oh, he was coming, Dave. He was coming.
There was another one I did where I put itching powder into his slippers and then I put my balls in his mouth.
Oh, God, my feet were as itchy that day.
Danny had his balls in his mouth.
Yeah, I think ultimately, Dave, no woman can ever compete with the love that that Steo and he have.
Very special.
Well, look, I mean, now that the cat's out of the bag with this particular prank.
Oh,
you know,
that was the other one. Veronica got him a cat for it to have a little housewarming gift. I put the cat in the bag and I drowned it. Then I put my balls in the cat's mouth.
Yeah,
you took a picture. Oh, jeez. Good crack.
Well, listen, Vinny, I wish you the best to look in the future. You know, 18th time could be the charm.
Best of luck, man. Watch out.
Keep an eye on this fella. Keep an eye on him.
I won't sleep a wink until the stag's over. I love having stags and I love a bit of pranks.
Yeah.
I really hope you two can find happiness together someday.
Thanks very much, Veronica. They
seem happy enough.
Very big of you. Very big of you.
You were one of my potentials.
I was.
And I'll always remember you as that.
Thank you.
Until I forget your name.
You're 1 in 100, Veronica.
Yeah, 1 in 17.
Thank you both so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you all. Thank you all for phoning it in. I want to talk to you about ReRaw Irish Lager, who are kindly sponsoring this podcast. It is a light, fresh, locally made Irish lager, and it has been crafted to celebrate the best bits of being Irish, including the best of Irish comedy, which is why they're supporting this show. And it's also why they've teamed up with three regulars phoning it in, Tony Cantwell, Shane Dan Byrne, and Killian Sunderman, aka the Brewery Bros, to bring you a series of comedy sketches which the lads are sharing on social at the moment. When you get a chance, grab yourself a taste of refreshing ReRaw Lager. Thanks, ReRaw. We're talking about bitter disappointments. Jessica is on the line. Jessica, your children are all bitter disappointments to you.
Yeah, it sounds bad to say, doesn't it? When you
it
say it
does
out loud.
Sound really bad, yeah. But you know, we'll hold off judgment till we hear your story because some kids.
I mean, I have to have a story, do I, for it to be?
Well, usually when people phone in, they want to get something off their chest.
Maybe that's all I wanted. No, I guess I do have a story. Yeah, I guess I do. So here's the thing. Dave, I don't have what you'd call the most traditional of setups, you know what I mean, in terms of where I live and what I do. And I guess you could say the children were a way to fill the void.
Yeah.
Nothing
strange in that.
No. I think it ultimately comes from the fact that I don't love their father. I don't. It was a necessity. That came out of just my whole situation.
What do you mean by that?
What
do you mean?
See,
you married their father.
No, we're not married.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
But you were with them.
Wanted to have kids. Huh?
You wanted to just have kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Here's the thing, Dave. I live in a place where there aren't really many other people. And so really it was just a case of like, what else do we do? Yeah. What else do we do? What else do we do? And I guess turns out is have sex a bunch and then have kids. Mm. Yeah, that's the situation.
I mean, today. Again, that's not that unusual, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
tale as old as time. How many kids do you have?
18.
18.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah.
unusual.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, wouldn't be if you knew where I was.
Where are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm on an island, man. And it's just me and him. It's just me and him on the island. And now the fucking kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now the bunch of kids. And we're stuck here. That's right. Ultimately.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So but, the old, you know, the old classic. You get stranded on a fucking island with somebody.
Well,
who would
do?
You want to get stranded on? Not this guy. Right. But I did.
Yeah.
And what was I to do, Dave?
Yeah.
What was I to do?
But you know 18 is still an awful lot of kids.
Dave, think about this, right? What would you do on an island?
Yeah.
You're stuck there, right? Yeah. With a man who yeah, used to be your boss. And it's just the two of you. It's just the two of you on this island, Dave, right? And honestly, this island is fucking tiny.
Right.
It's tiny. There's no, like, it's not like, oh, let's build a coconut jungle.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
start a new fucking eco. No, Dave, like, I'm talking like, you know, we have enough to catch a few fish and, you know what I mean, we survive, but there is nothing to do. Nothing to do. Mm. What are you going to do, Dave? What are you going to do?
I mean,
you're going to fuck around.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
And you're going to touch dick, Dave, until that makes 18 children.
Of course. And obviously yeah. they're all different ages.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them are the same.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would imagine you've got a few...
I mean,
triplets,
the trouble now is,
triples,
Dave, to be perfect, yeah.
quadruplets.
The main trouble now is really trying to stop them fucking going at each other. You know what I mean? Because, like,
okay.
what do you do?
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah. Because yeah. I can't, how do you explain to them, like, oh, mommy and daddy had, you know, there was nothing else to do and that's why we had you. And so they go, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, but there's nothing else for us to do either. Mm. What do we do? And you can't, you know, you have to be like, no, you can't fuck each other.
Mm.
You can't. Mm. Like, but they don't want to hear that.
Right.
They just want to touch dick.
And is that the thing that's been a bit of disappointment to you?
The whole thing, Dave. I think
oh,
we
your
can
whole
be clear.
Life, kind of?
Yeah,
oh,
I
right,
mean, the
okay.
minute I landed on this island, yeah,
yeah.
I can say it's been a bitter disappointment. Yeah,
yeah,
it has. It's not the way I wanted it to work out.
Sure.
Not exactly,
now,
no.
Have you thought about leaving the island at all?
Dave, do you not think if that had been any kind of possibility that I would have... Like, I cannot... I really want to impress this upon you. I hate this man.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate this man that I have bore 18 children with.
Right.
Will I continue fucking him? Yes. Yes, I will. Because there is nothing else to do. But I don't like him. The 18 years hasn't changed that.
Mm.
I don't like any of my children because they are half of him.
Mm. Well, let's bring on Brian.
Yeah, great.
To kind of,
great.
I suppose, defend himself.
Well, I mean, I don't think I can defend myself. I mean, I'm quite a boring man. You know, I was back on drier land because, you know, it's a very small and it's quite damp a lot of the time. And I mean, we worked together. Of course, we were selling speedboat shares to people in landlocked counties.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a consequence of this, we had to try out speedboats. And of course,
it's like a timeshare, but with a speedboat?
Timeshare speedboat.
Yeah.
So, you know, four people get on, they go for a little jaunt on the sea, and then they jump off and swim back to the main boat, and then which is a bigger boat, which we also sell shares in. It's a very complicated boat share thing. And we got caught up in a storm. I thought a storm of love. But it turns out it was just a regular storm
yeah.
that unfortunately landed us on the island. And I couldn't pursue my passion of selling parts of boats to people, timeshare.
I'll stop
boats.
You there, Brian, because he is very,
yeah, it's
very
dull,
boring.
Right? It's
yeah.
dull. I can't. And yeah. imagine that. Imagine that 24/7.
Yeah.
Imagine it like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed that you managed to... To procreate so much of him. I know there's nothing else to do, but like still.
Yeah, but you, and yeah. also you don't need him. You don't need talking to do that. Like you just
yeah.
need a working
dick.
Yeah, bits.
My dirty talk is off-putting. So I ceased that after a number of months. I tried For a while, I tried.
You tried a lot of things.
I was like, "Ooh, look at those! No. Look at those nipples! I'd like those." Not on me. I mean, my nipples are not functional, but they're sensitive. But not in that way.
Yes, right. I get it.
You know, but I get
yours, the idea.
If you'd like. So you know, we didn't. But we have an amazing sexual chemistry.
Yeah. That is true. That is weirdly true.
Yes.
You'd be amazed how much that happens, Dave. You know what I mean? That you can find someone incredibly repulsive, and have the best sex of your life.
And
you
the sex is just amazing. Yeah.
Back on the mainland, we would have had probably a very nice sort of fuck buddy or illicit boss and employee relationship.
Sure.
Like that film Secretary, which I've never seen because I've probably excite me too much.
I mean, was that a part of it in the beginning? Was there a bit of a like, oh, he's my boss?
Oh, God, very little.
Yeah.
Very little. It was really just functional. It was practical. And yes, the sex was good. But I mean, outside of all of that, it was bad. Everything was bad.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds terrible. I do want to bring on your eldest son.
Yeah, okay, great.
Sean. Because he's been listening and I think he's a little bit upset. Would that be right, Sean?
Hello, Dave. I'm very upset. I'm really sad listening on the radio. I had to ring in to defend me and my brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you think your mother...
Why do I sound like this?
Well, that's not what I was going to ask, but I suppose...
You could ask him that. You could if you wanted to. I'm sure he'll tell you. Why doesn't he sound like us?
We have been living on this island for 13 and a half years.
Yeah.
Mommy and daddy have a baby once every 9 months. That's 18 kids. That's 162 months. That's 13 and a half years. So we have no real role models to listen to our accent, to base our accent upon.
Except for your parents.
Yes, but once we reach 6 kids, once we outnumber the parents, I think one of the kids started talking in this weird way. And as you know, all babies will adapt to wherever they are. Yeah. So now I speak like this.
They really have started their whole own community away from all of us.
And their religion.
And your own religion?
Yes.
Well, we just continue to fuck over here. Yes. And then they just kind of do their own thing over there. They raise the older ones.
A wolf pack will adopt the cry of the alpha wolf.
Right.
And then they will also teach them how to, you know.
It's a bit like that video, Lord of the Dance.
Yes. Michael Flatley.
Yes. Which one powerful dancing man.
And everyone
follows. He is the god.
Yes.
And then everyone dances below him.
Now, are you the god?
No, it's Jeremy.
And he's younger than you.
He's a middle boy.
Yeah, but he's just has that alpha kind of vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I was alpha for a while.
Right.
And then the fourth baby arrived. He said, get the fuck off that rock. I was standing on a big rock and I said, I am Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
And then Kyle, he was the fourth child. He said, get the fuck off that rock.
Right.
And then eventually Kyle stepped down and Jeremy took the place of the god.
Right. And what is the religion? Is it centered around this Lord of the Dance?
We worship the dancing man.
Yeah.
anyway, Dave, you can see where a lot of my regret comes from, I think.
Well, I think your biggest issue is that you're stuck on this island.
Is it, though? Because I think the bigger issue is what I have wrought.
Mm.
Right? If I'm no longer stuck on the island, that means no one is stuck on the island. And that means they are just spread out amongst the world. These things that I have spawned.
So you want to keep it contained.
I think it's my responsibility at this stage, Dave. I think it's my fucking responsibility. It's my cross to bear.
Because we are obviously talking now. You know, you could try and ask for help or get someone to try and rescue you and your family.
We were lucky that a box of Nokia 3310s washed up several years ago and they were fully charged.
We've mainly just been calling into radio shows. That's kind of how
GPS didn't come about until the Joe.
Anton Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. He commiserated with us, which was quite warming.
Yeah.
To me, but then when we talked about our worship of Michael Flatley and how we were Flatleyites, he didn't enjoy that. In fact, I think it's partly my fault because I went on about Michael Flatley because I just admire him so much. I think what he's achieved has been so.
No, look, we all think Michael Flatley.
Oh, sorry, I'm boring you all.
No, not at all. Well, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, terribly sorry, Ed.
Sean, do you have any desire to leave?
Hey, Derek, get the fuck off. Get the fuck off. Leave the chicken. Leave him alone. He's for eating. Sorry, Dave.
Do you have any desire to get off the island? Would you
I like the island life. Island life suits me.
Yeah.
I find a coconut.
You found a coconut?
I found a coconut.
Okay.
You can imagine what happens after that.
That happens every day. He finds a coconut.
Well, it's the same coconut that he just finds again. And
yeah. We
work at a quarry with a very big chicken. And I jump up in the back of the chicken and the chicken pecks. And then when it's time to finish the work, we pull the tail of a different chicken. And it goes, oh, oh.
Nice.
And then we all know to go home.
Honestly,
it's like the Flintstones.
Yes, have you seen the Flintstones?
I've described the Flintstones.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, David, you just don't realize how much of all of this is just to distract them from fucking each other, okay? Because, like, yeah.
So you created a whole Flintstones-style quarry.
Most of my life now is trying to stop them from fucking each other.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the least I can do after bringing them into this world.
You don't want them to procreate.
I smush berries onto a coconut, and I cut a slit in it in the shape of an almond, which I thought would be enticing to them, and you know, to try and lure them away from their own
wanton
desires.
The sexiest of nuts.
And yes, I wanted to present to
after
them
coconuts
an opening which would please them.
Yeah,
it was like an obscene Pauline Buick painting.
Yes, I shouldn't have watched.
We've described
like Pauline Buick meets Francie Bacon.
Yes, well,
you really did a good job of like.
Well, I tried to
telling them about our
culture. No, I do that. He just makes almond-sized holes in coconuts for them to fuck.
Mommy does art history. Daddy does cartoons. Yes.
I described the milieu of the TV series Heart to Heart, and why there was an old man who served two young, sexy people, and that just riles them up, and I have to. They chase me, and I just throw a couple of tarted up coconuts, and I run off, and I don't look back. I don't look back, because if I look back, I'll fall down, and then who knows what will happen?
Yeah.
It's a very small island. Like, we can basically do the human centipede around the island.
Wow!
So it's maybe 20 by 20.
Unfortunately, we told them about the human centipede. that was wrong
another
on all
mistake.
Our. Yeah,
yeah,
we, I don't know why that was part of the culture.
Every Halloween.
All right, guys. Well, listen, it's been fascinating talking to you all, I hope.
Help us, Dave.
Well, no, I hope for your sakes that you don't make it off.
I don't think it's right. The best we can ask for now is just some kind of quick death.
Yeah.
If we die and then just politely ignore our corpses.
My mammy told me to collect the rocks and make a sign for help on the island, for if a plane goes over, it sees a help.
Hmm.
But Jeremy, he just write in rock, Russell Brand is innocent.
Actually, what I asked him to do was just take some rocks and walk into the sea.
Okay.
But he misunderstood that.
Yeah. Several times.
Yeah, and you told them all about what's going on.
Oh, yeah, Russell Brand. Yeah. Oh, it's
they're up to date. They're up to date on
there. You're getting all this on the phone calls?
Yeah, it's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt.
I mean, you get so much from radio, Dave.
It's divided the boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Split down the middle, yeah.
They think he's a witch because of his hair.
Pro-Russell Brand, anti-Russell Brand, civil war in the island.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you're familiar with the Salem witch trials in Boston, which involved a number of ladies who were.
We don't really have time to go into all that, Brian. Sorry.
Brian,
yeah. But listen, that's fascinating. Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much for.
Excellent.
Yes, you guys go and have sex. And thank you all so much for phoning it in.
Stop watching. I know you can't help it because we live on a small island. Look in the sea.
Stop learning from this.
Well, fish are fucking in the sea. Oh.
As I'm sure you know by now, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
I Know The Face is a movie podcast on the Headstuff Podcast Network, hosted by me, Stephen Porzio.
And me, Andrew Carroll. Our show is all about character actors, the type of performers you'll see pop up in supporting roles in blockbusters, the type of people you know the faces but not the names.
Each episode we pick one particular character actor and discuss a couple of their movies, shining a light on the performer's career while giving listeners plenty of movie recommendations. So the show is a must for cinema lovers.
Subscribe to I Know That Face wherever you get podcasts and follow us on Twitter at IKnowThatFacePone.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way to do that is by leaving a review for us on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about the show. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every show on the Headstuff Network. If you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. Thanks. My special guest joining me in the studio today is Jerry Fallon, a.k.a. the Donkey King, who runs Ireland's largest donkey sanctuary, Assan.
Woohoo! Hello, Dave, or should I say Nina?
Nina, or hee-haw.
I was doing an ambulance.
Oh,
because wait. There's been a lot of donkey deaths recently.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Jerry. Is that why you're joining me in the studio to talk about the donkey deaths?
Well, Dave, I'm just looking for a little bit of support. I'm looking for people to really show a bit of interest in the donkey derby.
The donkey derby.
What did you say it was?
Well, I know
sanctuary.
You run the largest donkey sanctuary, but I know you're trying to put together this derby to raise funds.
Yes. And unfortunately, much like when
you're
falls,
trying to save Assan.
Yeah, I'm trying to save Assan. Like, I am the mayor of Assan. And I'm trying to save it.
And the king.
And look, we're in trouble, Dave. We're in trouble badly. Because our donkeys keep on dying.
Yeah. But why are you in trouble? Like, people love donkeys and they love rescue donkeys. Why aren't you, why aren't you flush with cash to look after them?
Well, as a sort of a fundraiser, we decided to do a donkey derby where we put babies on the tops of donkeys and we race them around the place. And I heard a rule that once a horse falls in a race, you just have to shoot him. And we had a couple of times where the donkey sort of fell over. Or sometimes they just fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I had to go out with a shotgun and put that poor baby to town.
Not the baby that was on.
Oh, not the baby. No, I just mean I'm using the euphemism for a donkey.
Yeah. But you said you had babies on the donkeys. That doesn't seem like a great idea from a safety point of view.
Oh, no. We strapped them up real well. They gaffer taped them, tied their hands to the reins. And then babies... Like, much like if you had a woman who was given birth and she gave birth at the top of a slide at a swimming pool and the baby slid down.
The baby slid down the slide, yeah.
And the baby slid down the slide and went straight into the water. He would swim away as if he's still in the embryonic belly fluid.
I see... What you're saying about the baby.
So much in the same way as babies are able to swim, babies are also able to ride a horse or a donkey.
Yeah, because they're very similar. I know what you mean.
Well, if you think of the procreation of a human being, Dave, it's very like riding a horse.
Mm.
And the baby will have that sort of sperm memory of when the daddy was on top of the mammy.
Right, okay, I didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
I'm telling you, Dave, you stick with me, you learn a hell of a lot.
Okay, so talk to me then about you've done some of these donkey derbies in the past, and you've got another big one coming up. You're trying to get a sponsor, like a corporate sponsor.
Yeah, ideally like Carroll's or Benson and Hedges or like one of the big boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if some of those brands.
Sweet Afton.
Do they all still exist?
I'm not sure. I stopped smoking, Dave.
Right, okay. I don't think they can sponsor sporting events. Now, this could be different.
Oh, well, this would be illegal.
Yeah, okay. Well, if it's illegal, then yeah, I think anything goes.
No, I think all bets are off.
Okay.
But well, we will be taking bets.
Listen, I want to bring on Linda, who's calling from Pussyland, which is a rival cat sanctuary. Linda, you're a little bit upset with Jerry, is that right?
Yeah, Jerry is taking a lot of our business in a way that I find uncouth.
Right.
Jerry, you know, employs tactics that are, dirty tactics, I'd say dirty tactics. You know, I think there's a lot of people who want to go to both Assland and Pussyland. You know.
Yeah. Asstown.
Asstown, whatever. I just don't think he needs to steal our customer base. You know, he talks about that he started putting babies on donkeys. Well, he was also trying to put cats with babies on donkeys too, to make it a whole trifecta.
And to cats take are business. Our
thing.
Yeah,
cats
yeah.
are our thing. That's all I'm saying. Cats are our thing.
And Pussyland is right behind Asstown.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So they're very close. They're closer than you think.
Yeah.
Inches. So, honestly, Dave, there's about an inch and a half between the two of them.
When people go into Asstown, there's a chance that they won't then.
No.
See? Sometimes people get confused and they go into the wrong
exactly,
one.
Yeah.
No, you need to ask beforehand.
Yeah.
You can't just wander in, Dave.
No, you have to.
In this day and age.
You have to ascertain which place you're going to.
Yeah. Sure. I know you big, media types up in Dublin think you can act like Russell Brand, but no, you need to ask permission, Dave.
Okay, but my point is, you're trying to make people think that Asstown is Pussyland.
No, I never.
You're having cats strapped to donkeys, so they're.
No, I would be lying if I said I didn't want a little bit of pussy in Asstown.
Right.
But I think there's nothing wrong with mixing up the two.
Yeah.
I just think if you put a nice little cat on the back of a donkey, it's going to make the donkey run like fuck, Dave.
Yeah, they don't like that
they
at
don't,
all.
They hate it, Dave. Yeah. And the babies aren't too keen on it either.
So you got the baby up front and the pussy down the back.
He's going to lash like fuck.
Yeah.
Because he's just trying to get away from that cat, but he doesn't realize the cat is actually on the donkey, Dave.
Yeah. And the cat's just going to be scratching at the donkey.
Scratching away.
Right.
Look, Dave, two roads diverge in a yellow wood. You know, and I just want people to go to the one that's the pussy.
Well, of course you do. I mean, it's your business. You're in the pussy business.
Exactly, Dave. And I've been in the pussy business for years.
Yeah.
For years. It was a business that I inherited from my mother. Mm-hmm. I inherited this pussy business from my mother, and she inherited from her grandmother, and all the way back to the start of time.
Really? Wow, okay. I mean, I know cats...
This is origin stuff, Dave. Yeah. We're talking Adam and Eve here.
Cats have been around for a long
time. Absolutely.
We
all have a cat, Dave.
Well, we don't, actually.
I don't have a cat.
We should.
Yeah,
we should
well,
all
I mean,
have a cat.
These are all rescue cats, right?
Yep.
Why did you kind of...
What?
You kind of hesitated there as though you weren't sure.
Most of them are rescue cats.
Right.
I don't know how they get there, but sometimes they come with collars on and we just take those off.
Yeah.
Because any cat is a cat in Pussyland.
I want to bring in Peter from Doggy Style. Now,
hi, guys.
This is a haberdashery for dogs,
yes.
Essentially.
Yes, I am appalled. I am shocked at the treatment of not only babies, which I really couldn't care less for. I'm more of an animal person. But donkeys and cats and it's cruel. My haberdashery is where I dress up dogs like babies.
Oh.
Or like snooker players.
Oh, those footy photographs you
exactly.
see.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a calendar kind of scam going.
There's nothing untoward about it. Some people may masturbate to it, but that's their own business. But there's nothing untoward about it.
Why would you
it.
Say that?
I've had reviews that have alluded to that kind of
thing. We've all had those reviews, Dave.
If you look at
I'm
five
sure
stars?
You have in Pussyville and
Pussyland.
Donkey Dick or whatever you're called.
Asstown.
If you look at the reviews under his Google page, it just was like, oh my God, the hottest shit ever. I barely got to May before I blew my load. How could that be talking about anything else?
I thought it was someone was blowing their nose.
Right.
Cast near a cloud till May be out. That old expression.
Yes.
Because you can catch a cold. You can catch a cold in May. So
never heard that.
Yes, there was a dog in a quite a revealing negligee.
In fairness, Dave, he's dressing those dogs up like sluts.
Yeah, he did a lurcher in the style of that scene from. What's the one where Sharon Stone cross her legs and you see everything?
Oh, yeah.
Basic instinct. Yeah,
yeah. Do you know how difficult
it is? The dog is on a chair, kind of?
The dog's sitting like on a chair. Yeah, he's glued the dog to a chair, very short skirt. And the lighting and the focus puller, like, he wasn't even focused on the dog's face, Dave.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I don't want to spell it out for you, Dave.
No, you spelled it out already.
Do you know how difficult it is to get a lurcher in a white cocktail dress, put them on a chair, and get them to expose their vagina?
And he had to convince Newman from Seinfeld to be in the scene as well.
I had to convince
and
him.
He had to convince him to put on a lot of weight. That man has lost a lot of weight, Dave. He had to convince him to eat burger after burger.
Yeah. He said he was going to wear a fat suit, and I said, no.
Yeah. Real thing.
You're an artist.
Have you ever seen The Naughty Professor? It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's all Eddie Murphy in fat suits.
Yeah.
He didn't put on the weight. If you haven't put on the weight, then it's not great. That's the old phrase.
That's the only reason he didn't win the Oscar for clumps or whatever.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, Norbert was the nadir of that.
Yeah.
That nadir was the high point.
It was a great time for cinema.
It was. And I like the erotic cinema genre.
Sexual thrills from the 90s mostly.
Body
Heat. Oh, yes.
Hand that rocks the cradle.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a Basset Hound.
Body Heat.
And I had another younger Basset Hound. It was a bit risque.
He was dressed up as Angela Bassett.
I spread them with you know Angela Bassett, yeah.
No, work.
She's one of my finest bitches. And I a lot of people come to Doggy Style expecting something completely different. And that's none of my business, whatever they want to do,
ultimately the same. Ultimately, the result is the same, isn't it? They might come for different reasons, but they leave. Ultimately, they leave having come.
My intention.
Well, you can't leave till you've come. You know what I mean? That's just the logic.
Yeah, you have to come to leave.
Exactly.
Exactly. I
we all have that written over our doors.
I can agree with that. But I'm not, some of your cats, I think, are not cats at all. I think you're
That's none of anyone's business.
What do you mean, Peter?
Well, one of my aunties bought a cat from Pussyland.
Pussyland.
And it turned out it was a shaved dog. And she had put a cat's face on, like a mask.
A mask, yeah.
On the dog. And she taught the dog how to meow like a cat.
I mean, that's...
What's a cat if it doesn't meow? It's a cat.
It's a dog pretending to be
a
cat.
Quiet cat.
It's impressive, though. It's.
I'm not saying it's
Look,
not
we
impressive.
All have skills. I think no one is disputing that fact. I think ultimately, Dave, and I think we're getting off topic here, is we just don't want any crossover into our different... People want to go to different places for different reasons.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to go to Pussyland, and that's a lovely day out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to go to Asstown, and that's a whole other thing that other people like.
It's more of a special occasion, like a birthday or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And what about
Doggy
Style?
Doggy Style, which, you know, it's not for me, but other people seem to like it.
Yeah, a bit more regular than maybe Asstown.
Yeah.
It's grand if you're tired.
And you just want an easy
Or you don't know them
day.
That well.
You just want an easy visit. Yeah, yeah. Or if you don't want to spend too much time talking to the person.
Yeah. All right, well, look.
Can we all agree here on air that we are going to stop crossing over into each other's business? Let people come for their specific wants and desires.
I'll propose a different proposition.
Okay.
I think we should all join forces. And we should have vouchers for each other's places. So you come to my place, I have a voucher for Pussyville, Pussytown, Pussyland. And you have a voucher for Doggy Style.
Yeah.
And Doggy Style, you have a voucher for Asstown. And that, I think businesses at the end of the day really need to stick together. And who's to say, this is 2020s. We should be free to move around, I think. I think we're not as binary.
I think that's fine, as long as everyone just has a quick wash between going to each.
I am prepared to photograph cats and donkeys in revealing lingerie. I can just think of them as a large dog or a small dog.
Yeah.
Squint my eyes and it sure it's half the battle.
No, and as
my ex-wife used to say,
I do think you're right about having a quick wash in between, because I think the sort of odor of one could aggravate.
Exactly.
You don't want that cross contamination.
Yeah. You know,
have a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, I do be covered in dog piss.
I'm afraid we're out of time. Ugh, I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Hannah Mamelis, Kevin McGarren, and Ed Salmon. Guys, if you have anything you want to plug, Hannah?
I don't think so, no.
Taking a well-earned rest.
I think I'm going to just hibernate for a little while.
Ed, do you want to plug in?
No, I'm doing gigs all over the world. But mainly in Dublin and sometimes outside of Dublin, but in the Republic of Ireland.
Right. Sometimes when's this out actually?
October 9th.
We're doing a film read in London.
Oh yes,
on the 15th.
I don't know why I said that. I won't be there.
Oh, yes. In Angel Comedy. So yeah,
cool. Do you know what movie it is?
Silence of the Lambs.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Kevin, do you have anything to plug?
It's more of a cause, really. There's a number of libraries around the country in which babies are reading stories to drag queens. And I just think that that is wrong. I don't think drag queens are equipped to deal with the life of babies. I think it's something they're not interested in at all, so just leave them out of it. But other than that, I'm doing a tour soon. So if you just follow me on Instagram or Twitter, then you can hear details about that soon. I hope.
I saw you posted today, maybe about the Ivy Gardens.
Yeah. So the Ivy Gardens is in a bit of trouble. Mm. There's about 60 people from Portobello Residents Association who want to reduce the amount of space that the gigs take up. So if you go on my Instagram and you can find out how to send a strongly worded letter to the people who make that decision. OBW.
Yeah. Okay, nice one. Brilliant, guys. Thank you. Thank you to the Headstuff Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.